Did you get a chance to see SmackDown? Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've saw it through somewhat of Facebook on the WWE's Facebook page.
If you get a chance, you got to see R-Truth on this. R-Truth backstage running around. He's talking about being so tired from this, you know, this championship belt, the 24/7 mm-hmm. belt. And I thought of you when he said this. He says, "Yes, this 7-Eleven title is getting back down to me." You
know? Yeah. Well, I got news this morning. I'm getting tired of hearing about how he's lost the title at a golf course, or he's lost the title on an airport in an airport.
I like it.
But it's fun. It is fun. I mean, it brings back the old days of the hardcore title.
Yeah.
It does bring that back. But some of the things that they have done to make Truth a 5-time 24/7 champion is freaking hilarious. But come on. Can we have a real wrestling match for this convenience store title?
I think that's the beauty of it. I, to be honest with you, I think when they first came out with it, I think Zane and I were talking about it. We were mm-hmm. talking about if it was written properly, if it was executed properly. And Zane can tell you the promotion that used to do this, a very same thing, the 24/7 title. And yeah. Joey Ryan was their champion for a while. They would do crazy stuff like this, just crazy, just out, off the wall stuff. And they put it onto their programming. I think that lightens up. That takes that comedy role that R-Truth is so good at. I mean, you got to mm-hmm. admit, Ron is brilliant at his comedy, playing that,
yes,
that character. And mm-hmm. I'm liking it. I don't know how much longer it will last with him being this this title holder, the 7-Eleven title, or as he said the other day, the 24/7 title. TV title, European title, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
He's always calling it different things. And that's part of the beauty of it.
But have you ever noticed that it's the same people that's going after this title time after time after time again?
Yeah.
It's the same ones going after it.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. I mean, no. Look, the title would be perfect for Brock Lesnar. I mean, it'd be perfect for him. He'd never have to defend the damn thing. Excuse my language. He'd never have to defend it. I mean, Paul Heyman would just have to talk to somebody while Brock walks away.
Well, Brock would bore him to death. He'd be like Gentleman Jervis and rock him to sleep.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I've got that image in my head again. Oh, man.
And, you know, once again, that Zane loves Gentleman Jervis.
I'm glad he does. He's almost like, or how about that one that does the slow motion kicks, or what's his name off of AEW?
Oh, I don't remember.
I mean, he acts like a sloth.
Oh, really? I haven't seen him yet. I don't think
he acts. I mean, he's huge in the independent wrestling. That's all he is. He'll kick you as softly as he can. The people just go crazy. and then when he does a super kick, he just walks up to you and just goes, "Pam." And that's it. And people go nuts. And I just don't get it. I'm like, why?
Well, you're a traditionalist, Chris. You're wanting...
I can't help it.
Yeah,
You raised me to be this way. Thank you.
You're wanting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles all the time. That's all you're wanting.
Hey, I want that turtle. And if I could have demasked his butt, I'd have done it that time, but you held me back. I'd have jumped him, and I'd have probably gave him a tombstone. This time he wouldn't have landed on his neck.
And then you sent me, or I think you put it on Facebook, that the WWF actually did that too?
A tag team.
Oh, man. That was a tag team. That's brutal, man. That is just...
It was Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. They dressed up in the turtle outfit.
I love it. I'd love Arn Anderson. Come on. You've met Arn Anderson, one of the great performers, one of the great minds.
Time.
Yeah.
One of all time.
Oh, I love Arn Anderson. Anyway, let's get back. Let's get back to the debacle that was Super Showdown.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad. We went from two old guys to two medium to old guys with Triple H and Randy Orton. I thought entertaining.
Yes.
I liked it. I liked the ending. I liked Randy winning.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I was too, to be honest with you.
I didn't think that Triple H would put Randy Orton over like that, but he did.
Yeah.
It was a great match. And then at the end of it, Triple H had his interview, and you could see in Paul the Best's face that he was tired.
Yeah.
Literally tired.
Well, that's a lot of traveling, jet lag, and then all his responsibilities. That's unreal.
And then he said, look, all the air was taken out of the building within 2 minutes after the match. He said it was just brutal. It was so hot.
Yeah.
But I was happy that he put Randy Orton over, and that's passing the torch to Randy. But Randy's time's about up too.
Yeah, but you remember he started so young.
Oh yes.
We think about how many years he's been in the industry, but he started very, very young.
Yeah, but it was a good match back and forth, and I'm glad, like I said about 1,000 times before, I'm glad what they did, and they put Randy over. We've seen this match before.
Oh yeah.
I don't know where, but
over
it was
and
good.
Over
and over. Yeah, it's. How can I miss you if you don't go away?
Okay.
I don't know. It was just so blah.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good. To me, it wasn't good.
Now, one more question about this. There will be another Saudi event in the fall. What can the WWE do to get people excited about watching this? Because we've had three, and all three have sucked.
I have the perfect answer.
Okay.
And it's called, I'll give you three letters, NXT.
I'll say two words to you.
Go right ahead.
Good answer.
NXT is the only thing that can save the next show.
NXT TakeOver Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
But it won't happen.
No, it won't happen.
But maybe they'll bring some of the NXT stars over. Can you imagine Velveteen Dream in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Oh, well. That's intriguing. I do like it a lot.
Tyler Breeze and Velveteen Dream going at it for the North American Championship. Boy, can you just – I can hear the ropes being put over over some buildings right now for those two. Oh,
man,
Lord. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. But
not going to happen.
Well, we've had a great discussion about the debacle that was.
Yep.
And we have a couple other events coming up. All Elite, they're getting ready for a non-pay-per-view. And I got to give Cody Rhodes and those guys at All Elite a little bit of props here that they publicly said they're not going to do a pay-per-view once a month because it is hard to write for that and it is difficult.
Yes.
And I think that's a smart thing that they're doing. Now, they have their next pay-per-view August the 31st, but they do have an event coming up, and I don't have it in front of me later this month that they're going to be at. So,
yeah, I think that's where Cody and Dustin are going to team up for going against the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting. AEW has signed some more people, and, I mean, it's good. And I was, did you listen to Jim Cornette's, what I sent you for how he rated Double or Nothing? Were you able to watch that?
I'm not sure if I did or not. Help me with that one.
Oh my gosh. He slaughtered it.
Double or Nothing?
Double or Nothing.
He didn't like it?
He had some problems with it, and I did too. And I can understand why Jimmy didn't like it because like the battle royal. He said it really didn't make any sense. They were trying to do the old way of a battle royal where you had the cards and the people who drew them came out. And the first thing he said, and like I talked to y'all about, the guy with no legs. He said he hated it. It didn't make any sense. It was out of distaste. But
yeah, that wasn't, that didn't leave a good taste in my mouth.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, Tommy Dreamer, Tommy, it's time to retire. It's over for you. Yeah. Your time has passed. And but Jim just went through everything about it that was good, and he went through things that were bad about it. And he had his good points, and he had some that I did disagree with. But it was okay. The only thing that I'm going to say about AEW is this. Guys, we have to give it time and see where this goes. And you and I agreed on something. Everyone is hyped up on a program that's only had one pay-per-view,
right?
And that's it.
Yeah.
And everyone's going crazy over it. Why? And
I don't know why. To be honest with you, you know, I'm excited for All Elite. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for Tuesday Night Dynamite.
Yep.
But they've got a lot of pressure on them. And I think that the wrestling fan that doesn't have his mind on properly and gives them the proper time to develop, to find out what works for them, what doesn't work for them, they're going to be disappointed. Those of us who are more wrestling fans, and as our friend MK Bandit says, not WWE fans, just wrestling fans, will give them the time to develop. But will they have enough time as far as TV ratings go? There's a lot of questions out there as far as AEW. The people that think they're going to destroy WWE, hey, stop playing Chutes and Ladders in Candyland because you got to grow up. It ain't going to happen, you know?
No. No. But, and even Jim Ross said it. He goes, why do we want to compete with the WWE? We're never going to beat them.
No.
We don't need to do this. We just need to be ourselves.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. I think the addition of Moxley there, it was a good thing. Of course, he just won, what was the IWGP title?
He won the IWGP United States Championship, and now he wants to be in G1.
Right.
The G1 tournament, which I think is good.
I do too.
After Jericho lost his, you know, he went up for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, and people were asking for their money back after the match.
Really?
Yes.
Against what was it, Kusada or?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh. They were saying that they wanted their money back, that they couldn't stand it, they hated it. The match was pathetic. Hmm. And look, Jericho is not the greatest in shape anymore.
Well, he's not in bad shape. He does yoga. He doesn't do the stuff that, the aerobics and things. He's doing DDP yoga. So that's why he's a little bit thicker. But affecting his wrestling? That's the thing I'd like to know.
I think it is a little bit, but he's almost in his 50s.
Right.
He's close to 50 years old. Father Time's catching up with this man. He can't do all the things he used to do back in the day. The lion salt and jumping off the top rope and all this flippy stuff. He can't do that anymore.
Right.
He's not built like that. Mm-hmm. That would be like me trying to pull off 5 sidekicks in one time. No, my hip will break. No, my hip will snap. No, and him doing that lion salt, yeah, it was good, but when he tried to do the code breaker, he messed up.
Uh-huh.
He hit him with one knee and not both of them.
Right.
So who knows? But the IWGP was, I mean, it was good matches. And Moxley, I think, I love the way Moxley is now. He's showing his side of what he wants to be.
Right.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So let's see what Ambrose or whatever, what he can do now that the reins are off of him and he's a free person and he can do what he wants to be.
And there's word that the former, well, he is the Killer Cross that was in Impact. Who's no longer with Impact, is trying to get Moxley into the ring. That would be a great match. Both of them big guys, not overly muscled, but can go. I would love to see that one. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to Viceland, the TV network. I don't know if you have Viceland or access to it. They've been running a series, a show called The Dark Side of the Ring. We've talked about it, where they go with some of the controversial aspects of professional wrestling, The Death of Bruiser Brody, Gino Hernandez. They also have another show called The Wrestler, and it's more documentary behind the scenes. And they went, recently I saw one where they went to Evolve Wrestling, and it must have been recorded a couple of years ago, because I see Matt Riddle there, you know, bro, and also saw Drew McIntyre there when they were with Evolve. And just fascinating, behind the scenes, talking about what happens to set up a wrestling match and how things are going with their training. And then most recently, I just watched it yesterday, they did one on Japanese wrestling, but not typical Japanese wrestlers. They went female Japanese wrestlers with the Stardom promotion. And there are several of the Stardom promotion wrestlers that are now in NXT. It was interesting to see, and also kind of scary, because most of the people that go to the Stardom promotion in Japan, they say 90 to 95% are males between the ages of 30 and 50. And they're watching these young girls. That's kind of freaky. You got to admit that. That's freaky, man.
That is. Yeah. It is.
So, yeah. But if you get a chance to get access to it, Viceland, I don't know who they're affiliated with. They might be affiliated with NBC, but some really good programming on there for wrestling. So you want to check that out. So interesting. Yeah.
There is breaking news in Memphis. Let's see. Randy Hales has taken Eddie Marlin to the hospital in Henderson, Tennessee. A few minutes ago, his blood pressure has dropped dangerously low.
Oh, Eddie Marlin, a promoter, sometimes performer in Memphis wrestling, and a legend in the South. He really is. I've been giving away tickets on my radio show in the morning, and today I had a winner, and he was so excited because he said that he hadn't been to a wrestling event since the old Salt Palace in Salt Lake City. Now, the Salt Palace, I think they destroyed that, the arena that would have been probably in 1980 or so. And then it's still there, but it's a different type of venue. And then he said he was from Minnesota, so he knew all about AWA wrestling.
Ah.
We had a nice little conversation on the air about that. And I told him that we had interviewed superstar Bill Dundee, who did some stuff in the AWA, and the guy freaked out. He just thought it was great. So,
but thank you all very much for today. I enjoyed every last minute of it. Okay. It was fun.
More from Zane Peterson, and we'll talk some independent news and some other things too, coming up on Turnbuckle Trash.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the elders before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
My favorite part of the show.
Snacks? What?
No, Dave.
What was the favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show, the indies, baby.
Oh, the indies, yes.
The indies. Lots of good stuff happened in Salt Lake City from Devotion Championship Wrestling last weekend.
Oh, we have a new champion, don't we?
Yeah, yes, we do.
One of my favorites.
We do. Big Vig, baby.
Oh, Big Vig. I think he is awesome.
And did you see who's coming next month?
Yeah, D'Lo Brown.
That's cool, isn't it?
That is awesome. I'm thinking about trying to go to that.
Yeah, that would be cool. D'Lo's one of those. Well, I think he's one of the more underrated. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, you know, I have a photograph of Nation of Domination that has been signed by Ron. It's also been signed by The Godfather. And maybe I can get D'Lo. I'll never get The Rock, but maybe I can get D'Lo to sign that picture for me. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. So, that would be way cool. I wonder if they'll do an autograph session, or they'll like one of those little things like they do.
Well, we have connections.
Oh yeah, we're kind close. Of. Yeah. I mean, you know, almost. Almost. We're almost cool.
Uh-huh, almost there. And you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in ROH right now. I think I sent you a text about the last real man in professional wrestling, Silas Young. He's been having a feud with Jonathan Gresham, who, by the way, has just re-signed with ROH. And he's been talking about being a technical wrestler, a clean wrestler. And he's been doing some things in the ring, bringing people in and showing all these different holds. And one was the Squid Master, some guy kind of built like Finn Balor with a big squid head on.
Oh, jeez.
And he put him in an abdominal stretch. Oh, it was funny. And now they're getting ready to have a big event. I think it's this weekend on Friday with the Last Real Man. I'm enjoying ROH right now. They're teaming up with New Japan. They're also doing stuff with the NWA. Nick Aldis, he's been there the last couple of weeks. Colt Cabana is the national champion for the NWA. He's also the he's the announcer for ROH. Fun That's stuff. Cool. I like that. They have a lot of New Japan stars there too.
And you and I were talking about Championship Wrestling from Hollywood the other day. I think we were texting back and forth about that.
Yeah. For some reason, I didn't record anything from Championship Wrestling over the weekend, so I don't know if they didn't have a program or something messed up. So
I don't know. I'll have to look on my Fight TV app and see what's going on.
Because it's supposed to be real close to having professional Peter Avalon against David Arquette.
Yeah.
That should be shown on TV very soon.
Yes, I'm excited for that. I'm just excited to see PPA.
You like professional Peter Avalon, huh?
I like him a lot.
There's some good talent on that show.
He's a good guy. He's great to watch. Uh-huh. He's got a great gimmick. And he's good.
Uh-huh. And the Reno Scum have been on there. A great
Reno
tag team.
Reno Scum's great,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds. And that big guy that you like, what's his name again? That
Bateman?
Big tall. Yeah.
Bateman, I think he's got he has such an interesting voice, and he's got a great skill set. I've always enjoyed watching Bateman.
That's neat.
Uh-huh. Hey, I got a little bit of news real quick.
Tell me.
There's some news from Big Kaz. A couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, he did a match where he actually had seizures. They had to take him to the hospital. He's had some mental health issues. And he's also dealing with alcoholism. He recently was on a podcast talking about John Moxley, who he did a match with. And Kaz says he's been in the hospital getting help for the mental health issues and the alcoholism. He's down to 300 pounds. He says he's in the best shape of his career and in a really good place. So he's looking to do some good things. I wish him the best because I always liked his stick in the ring.
Well, good. There was some talk about Moxley and Enzo and Kaz, some news today. Who's the girl that got released from Impact today?
Boudreaux. Yeah, I can't remember her first name. She wasn't there very long. She was bringing Sexy back to professional wrestling is what her gimmick was. And I haven't been able to watch Impact very much at all. So I'm not extremely familiar with that.
You know, a lot of the social media buzz or think commissary, I mean, people are saying that Pac's putting on some of the best programming they've ever had right now.
Oh, yeah. They got some
real
talent.
But I just haven't really been paying attention to it either.
Yeah.
So
I got to get it back. Got to get it back.
Got to get it back.
And you remember the last time we were in Salt Lake City together at Devotion, I told you I had talked to Marty the Moth, Martin Casals, and he was telling me that something was in the works. And I'm not sure whether this is it or not, because he said he was going to meet with some people in Los Angeles about a professional wrestling show or something going on. But last week, Alberto El Patron and Chavo Guerrero Jr. announced a new promotion in the Lucha Libre nation. I'm not exactly sure how it's pronounced, but they've already got a TV deal in Mexico. They're working on a TV deal here in the States. And they're going to have Phoenix. They're going to have Pentagon Dark, Pentagon Junior. And that's going to be coming up soon. And if it's anything as good as Lucha Underground,
Do we know what's going on with Lucha Underground? Is it going to continue? Or?
You know, when I talked to Martin about that, I asked him, I said, have you heard anything? He says, they never tell us anything until the last minute. So I have not heard anything about it. I think it's over with. I hope it's not, but I think it is.
Do you think that it was just an experiment for Robert Rodriguez and stuff? Or?
Well, I think it was
meant to be go for a long time, or was it just kind of a four seasons?
Yeah, four seasons, what they did. And, they called it a TV show with wrestling instead of a wrestling TV show because they had some really unique storylines going on in that. And I think it was expensive to produce, and they were on the El Rey Network, which is better than what Impact's on right now. But still, you got to get a certain amount of ratings. And even though they were hot with professional wrestling fans, there were still some struggles there.
Do you think it's done with? Do you think it's what's going on? I mean,
I hope it comes back, but I will not be surprised if we don't see Lucha Underground anymore. And I hope it does come back. And Martin was going to meet with Vampiro about some kind of TV show is what I was trying to remember Vampiro's name. And you'd heard that Vamp is dealing with the early stages of Alzheimer's?
You told me that.
Yeah, that's scary stuff, man. That's scary stuff. But, yeah.
It's awful. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking. And there's a couple other big news stories out there. On the Steve Austin show, President Tony Khan was on there, and Steve was asking him questions. And Tony says that the tag teams are going to be a big part of All Elite Wrestling. They're going to have a big tournament when they start in October, and they're going to have some tag team championships. But they're going to start it off with a tournament, which I think is fun. I love tag team wrestling. Love it.
You love tag team wrestling, period.
I do. I just think tag team wrestling is, to me, the fun. That's when it gets fun to me, so.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's because it is fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, whenever I think tag team wrestling, I think of some of the, the Rockers and the Hart Foundation and the Bushwhackers and just some of those nostalgic tag teams.
Oh man, if you want to go on YouTube and find just some fine tag team wrestling, go find the Von Erichs against the Freebirds from Dallas, from that WWCC, I think it was. Anyway, it was the Dallas wrestling that the Von Erichs were in. Freebirds and them put on great, great matches. The Rock and Roll Express against the Midnight Express with Jimmy Cornette. The Road Warriors going against even Austin Idol and Jerry the King Lawler. Great matches. And,
that's because you're the man, Dave.
I love it.
You're the best. You're like the best Dave that I know.
You know a lot of Daves, huh?
Not very many, which makes it a short list. Yep. So that makes you, close to the top.
I'm at the top, baby. This is the man.
You are at the top.
Yeah.
He's the man. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan.
And it is. We complain. We are disappointed right now. I think I'm disappointed with the WWE as much as anybody. But then again, I don't have that pressure of trying to write all this stuff. I can be a critic and sit back and say, well, if I was the one writing it, I'd do it better. But would I?
Vince is old. He needs to retire.
Does every
mark... right now on social media.
On Real Wrestling, I think it is, the Facebook page, somebody was using the Smarks. They called us the Smarks. And that was a term that we had used. I had never heard that before, but I saw it on Facebook one day. I said, hey, maybe they were listening to us.
Maybe they were listening to Turnbuckle Trash, which can be listened to on many outlets.
Yes, right? And coming soon, more outlets.
Facebook, Twitter, Turnbuckle Trash. I think we need to change our email address.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
New exciting announcement next week. A new email address.
in
hopefully
the city.
I can get this doggone schedule figured out and get back on the computer with you and get some decent audio and instead of this Spartan phone on the road stuff. But hey, we make it work, right?
We make it work. Make it work.
Well, Dave.
Okay.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
To our WWE family.
Dolph Ziggler should be the man.
Brock is Dave's hero.
Oh, yeah, right.
I guess let's call it a close for another fantastic on the road episode of. Oh, did you hear what I just did there? I didn't even know it. Of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Hi, because you're a big boy.
He actually didn't cash you.
No, he didn't.
He didn't cash you. Who's he going to do it to this time? Why don't you just cash in the 24/7 title?
Or as I like to say, dum-dee-dum-dum-dum.
Yep.
Yeah, a match that we've all been waiting for our entire lives.
That stupid show they had. What was it? Super Showdown? What did they call that?
They called it the Prince Ayib Raki Shaib. I don't know what the heck it was. It was the biggest debacle with the hemoglobin and sassafras that I just could be watching.
He is the pest of the world!
It was worse than David Arquette winning the WCW title.
He'd be like Gentleman Jervis and rock him to sleep.
I've got that image in my head again. Oh,
okay.
Tell me what you got. I'll tell you later.
Buttloads of money.
Wait a minute. Where did he go?
Well, there went his career.
Is it Goldberg or Goldberg?
Yeah. Not so terrible. He's a big old honking dude.
Well, that's just 8 minutes and 30-something seconds of your life that you'll never get back.
Liv Morgan was standing ringside right in front of me.
You like that?
That was a nice view.
I bet it was.
Very nice view.
Yeah, very
of the
nice
ring,
view.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, of the ring, of course. The ring, of
happily
course.
Happily married man.
Second row.
I don't know. It's just so blah.